You have questions. Find your answers at starspsychics.com.
Hello, I'm Natalie, owner of starspsychics.com. I am dedicated to providing affordable access to spiritual advisors. Here are two satisfied clients who will tell you what it's like to work with me.
Quoting Jackie.
It's a comfortable site. Everybody is so friendly. They treat you like family.
Barb added this about Natalie.
She's a kind and caring person who gives accurate readings.
You have questions? Find your answers today at starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Natalie. I am so excited tonight. Can you tell in my voice? So excited. I mean, I'm excited every week with my guests, but this one in particular, you're really going to love. We chatted already before the show began, and it's going to be good. Also, everybody, Natalie, known as StarsCast. I mean, I shouldn't even say that every week, but I do. Maybe there's somebody new that's, who is this lady anyways? But anyways, I want to remind everybody about mysticlivingtoday.com. That's where all the beautiful articles are. We now have a bookstore there. I've been adding books periodically. More will be inserted in there. They're all through Amazon. So if you have a request and you'd like to, you know, somebody that's got a book on Amazon, I'll be happy to put it in there. You know, it's just a little added thing. You can also reach it on starspsychics.com. It's sitting there at the bottom right of the page. I had Tony put this nice little thing there. It's really nice. I'm very happy with it. We had a rough day. Everybody knows that the sites were all down. I didn't even tell my guests that, but, oh, it was stressful yesterday. And it wasn't my fault. It wasn't our fault. It was just what happened to the major server out in Phoenix that hosts my sites. And they worked diligently, and they worked with Tony, my webmaster, and it all went back up. Actually, it's up better than it was because they had to do what's called a hard reboot, and that means everything gets taken down and everything gets put back, so it's good. But anyways, I got to talk about my guest tonight and bring her on. She is amazing. She's an author. She's a speaker. She talks to the spirits. Wait till you hear her. And I'm going to tell you about her site, and I want everybody to go to it. She's got free things you can download. I already did her 101 download, and I'm just so happy to tell you and bring on my guest, and her name is Helen Jacobs. Hi, Helen. How are you tonight?
Hi there, Natalie. I'm great. Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, we are excited to have you. Helen has written a book, and I have it right in front of me. It's called You Already Know. Now, this book, just by the title, okay, you don't even need to know what's beneath it. She's saying to you, you already know. And a lot of you get these little hints of, oh, I don't know if this is right. I don't know if that is right. But you probably already know. So, Helen, tell me, how did you start this path that you're on? I mean, how did this all begin for you?
Rather reluctantly.
Oh, she laughs.
I mean, my life was taking a very, very different path. I actually used to work in PR and marketing. I was not even 20 yet, and my aunt passed away. And just a few weeks after she passed away, she came back to visit me in a dream. That dream soon became me sitting in the lounge room of my family home. I was still living at home with my family. And my mother, my father, and one of my sisters woke up to watch this unfolding over hours and hours in our living room. So up until that point, I thought that I was seeing and hearing and experiencing life like everyone else. It turns out, yeah, I was not. And so from a very young age, at that pivotal moment at age 19, I was able to have a certain perception over my childhood and realized, oh, I've actually known so much more than I thought I did. So, a very pivotal moment that ended up sending me on a very, very different pathway.
Now, and you were different. I mean, when I think back when I was a little girl, I may have talked to I was talking to myself out loud. Maybe I was talking to something or someone. I don't know. But I never saw or heard anything But what I did a lot of was I daydreamed a lot. I was an only child and left alone a lot. So I utilized that time, and I read a lot, but I utilized that time to kind of like formulate what I thought were my dreams. And I didn't pay any attention. So, you know, you were quite different compared to me as a little girl, you know. And did it frighten you at all when you saw these spirits? I mean,
well, when I was a small child, no, not really. I didn't realize. Look, when I would notice them, I share this in the book. There were two spirits in particular that I noticed when I was quite young, sort of around ages 5 to 7. I remember two beings in particular. I couldn't call them that at the time, though. I remember saying to my mum at the time, you know, I can see this man and he's wearing a checked shirt and he has on, I didn't know they were called braces, but these things holding up his pants, his trousers, and he has on a funny cap. And mum just was kind of like, oh, okay. And it was just, I never felt unsafe. The spirit world never made me feel unsafe. I just couldn't figure it out. And I, you know, as a small kid, I couldn't figure out, well, why on earth can't anyone see this? And I think that this is true for many children, if not potentially all children, that we start to tell ourselves, well, maybe it's not real. And I think I just talked myself out of it. Spirit never made me feel scared. I do remember at times, and I only got the perspective of this as an adult after what had happened with my aunt. As a kid, one of the things that I used to do, I would go to the bathroom and I was always singing. You know, if I was maybe showering or using the toilet, I would sing all the time. And my cousin used to poke fun at me. And I just thought, oh, well, he's making fun of me. But as an adult, I looked back and went, oh, that was a coping mechanism. I used to think that if I was singing, I could pretend that it didn't feel like I was being watched. So I wasn't scared, but sometimes I was like, oh, this is a bit uncomfortable or a bit different.
Wow. Well, see, I mean, I'm sure some of the listeners had that happen to them. Now, did you actually saw them. You saw this man who had suspenders and braces and a checked shirt. And, I mean, that's amazing. Now, so let's fast forward a little bit. Okay, so you kept having these appearances. You kept realizing that you had others around you, so to speak, quote, unquote. Was there one in particular that has stayed with you since you were a little girl, or did they keep changing all the time?
Yeah, so one of the spirits that I saw as a little girl was, I mean, I would describe it as a man. It's not really in physical form. He was very, very tall and thin, like taller than the average human, and he was wearing what looked to be a top hat and tails. And he has stayed with me right throughout my life. He's never spoken to me. He's never passed on a message. And I have later since realized he's what I call a gatekeeper guide. And he's like a bouncer at a nightclub. He just keeps everyone in the spirit
in
world
check.
At bay for me.
Yeah.
And
he
I rely
keeps them in
on
check.
Him a lot.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Like, no, you can't do that. No. I mean, and with his appearance being so tall, then that makes sense because he's, you know, he's probably overwhelming to the others. Now, do you see others regular or is it just, I'm just trying to get the gist of this because I've never, I'm going to tell you something in the conversation, but I've never really seen a spirit. I have seen something major in my life when I was almost, well, I was dying. But what about you? I mean, would it be a female sometimes? Would it be a male? I mean, how did this happen for you?
Yeah, so interestingly enough, I don't, Of all the other guiding beings, so spirit guides or any sort of higher masters that I've worked with, typically I'm not always seeing them. I will feel them. And so when I was learning how to harness this, I really had to become very well attuned to the energy of who or what was turning up. So, you know, maybe in meditation or in dreams, often I will have snippets from my guides of what they may look like, but they've also explained to me over time, because I have had these questions too, right? Like, I've asked my guides these questions and they've sort of, you know, poked fun at me in return. It's like, well, we actually don't have a physical body. And so when we see them in physical form, it's their way of meeting us with an impression that we can, I guess, intellectually comprehend. So a lot of the time I don't see guides.
Yes.
Right.
Because we always have to
them.
See. Isn't that true? You have to see with your eyes and not the sense.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but some are not.
That's right.
It's amazing.
And so, you know, a lot of us know that term clairvoyance, which literally means clear seeing, that you will receive information visually. But we may be clairsentient or claircognizant, which means that maybe we're not going to see things, but we'll feel them or we will just know them, which is why something like our intuition, and I talk about this a lot in the book, that's quite often where people start. It doesn't have to be that you're seeing everything.
Exactly. But it's like sometimes it's just a knowingness. Like, I get that. I mean, I just know. I mean, not everything, but certain things that are going on in my life, I just know. I can't explain it to you. I can't prove it to you. I just know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a feeling.
Mm.
It's just a feeling. And I think there's a lot of people that have that happen to them. I really believe that. Now, you call these beings, if you want to call them, your spiritual support team. That is your SST. You see, I did read your book. And
you have.
Yes, and so you also, I'm going to skip around, you also recommend journaling, writing things down. I've heard that from other people that I've interviewed. Is there a reason for it? Because it makes it more real if you see it in print. Like, you say you're sitting and you're meditating, or you're just sitting, and all of a sudden it's almost a form of automatic writing. You like to just sit and get your pen and your paper, and sometimes I doodle. Sometimes I doodle. So I don't always write. I don't always write, though, and I probably should, but I never was trained that way. I think, don't you think, when you have to start off like that, and then pretty soon it becomes an everyday thing for you. My granddaughter does that. I got her own book to write in. She sees things. She was just over here tonight.
Mm.
She's 15. Mm. But she only talks to me about them, Helen. She's, you know, if she's going to come over this weekend, and she'll say, I have to talk to you about some of the things that I've seen. And I always tell her, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid.
Mm.
Because then there's a chance you won't see them again, because they're not there to make you afraid. They are not there to hurt you. And so she's becoming much better with it, but she'll see things in strange places, but she always tells me about it. But I don't get that. Now, do many people just a knowingness, just a sense of, oh, I feel something is around, something. I guess the air could get cold or it could get really warm. Now, I'm getting into some of the basics for some of the people that are listening, because they might be experiencing things that, oh, yeah, I know, I remember. Yeah, I had that feeling. And everybody's heard some of my stories, near-death experiences I have had and been saved. But I think once you recognize, you continue to recognize, it's really good for you. It's like I say to people, the more you do, the more you do. So So if you're unfamiliar with something, because I know an awful lot about computers and monitors and all that stuff, but the more you do and think about it and learn about it, it becomes a little bit easier for you to understand. And once you can understand something, you kind of open the door a little bit and a little bit more and a little bit more. And it can be a wonderful thing. It's like having all these friends that are around you. Now, is it true, Helen, that we all have a spirit or spirit guides with us on a daily basis? Is that true?
I believe so. From my connection with spirit, there is always at least one with you, and they can't leave you. That you really are never alone. There are others that can come and go, but there will be at least one who is with you from the moment you enter, you know, the physical world until the time you leave it.
Okay, so that's like a major one that stays with you. Is it like a guardian angel kind of thing? I mean, I think I really sometimes I don't know if those are the one and the same or not. What do you think? Are they?
I think they're two different things. They're essentially the same job role, but different realms, so to speak. So a guardian angel is from the angel realm, and you will have at least one guardian angel assigned to you for life. And I believe that in the spirit realm, that you will also have at least one main spirit guide. So, you know, you mentioned before about the SST or spiritual support team. As I was starting to get familiar with all these different beings that were turning up, I realized, so I have a main spirit guide, I have a guardian angel, I have this particular spirit guide who turns up when I've got questions. At the time, it was largely around leaving working in PR to become a psychic full time. When I became a mother, different guiding beings turned up. So, you know, this spiritual support team can be made up of beings in all.
Isn't that a nice feeling? I hope everybody's feeling what I'm feeling. It's a nice feeling because, you know, and I do this, but this is when I'm not. I don't know if I'm not emotionally okay at the moment, but I feel very alone. And, and I must remember that I'm not. I mean, then something picks me up. It's like God slaps me in the head and says, but you're not alone. What's wrong with you? You know, you're not. Mm-hmm. You are not. Mm-hmm. Look at what a kind of a being you are. I mean, I have always been like this, even as a little girl. Maybe it was because I was alone all the time. And I'm surprised I didn't see anything when I was a little girl. And I really didn't. I mean, I talked to something. I mean, I thought I was talking to myself, but maybe I really wasn't. Now I know I wasn't. Something was listening. Mm-hmm. Somebody was, or not body, some spirit or angel or somebody. They were listening. Somebody was listening. Now, I had a gal who used to do the show with me. You're going to resonate with her. She passed away almost 2 years ago, but we did the show like 6 years together. We were like sisters, okay? She was a medium. And she used to always tell me, she said, you are never alone. And she would talk to me about it because she knew I've been alone all my life, and now I am alone anyhow, but she would talk to me about it. And so I'd ask her a question, and we started laughing about this. She says, well, let me convene with my guide. So that was the word, convene. And I just loved that with her. Go convene. I'll say to her, well, go convene. Let me know tomorrow what's going on.
Yeah,
you
I
know?
Might have to follow it.
Yeah, I'll have a powwow with them, you know, and she would laugh. Okay, she said, I will. And we would text each other and call each other every day. Well, her passing was sudden. I mean, I know she wasn't feeling well, but listen to this. About a week before, now remember, I hear, not all the time, not every day, but I can. I was just about ready to wake up, and I heard the strum of a harp, like, one chord being strung, and one thing, like somebody's hand going all the way down, one note, okay? I said to her, well, what do you think? She says, no, what do you think? I said, well, I feel it was angelic. I feel it's an announcement of some kind. I was being told something. Okay. Well, she said, well, let me see if I get anything. But she would always ask me, well, what do you think? It was like she was prodding me to utilize the abilities that I had. She was always like that. And, of course, then she passed away a week later. So I knew what it was. They were telling me that they were coming to get someone very close to me. And that's what I think, Helen. That's what I felt. That's what it was.
And
I've never heard it again.
That's the important thing. That's the important thing, Natalie, and that you already know, and your friend was teaching you this the whole time by asking what do you think? What do you know?
Right.
Check in with your own self. And so, for example, if someone else received that sound or that message, they could interpret it very differently, right?
Because she asked me,
but,
what do you think?
Yes.
And I said, well, I guess if I had to say something. And she said, well, what do you mean, angelic? I said, it was like an angel was doing the harp. That's how I felt. And I heard it so loud. And she said, well, you hear phones ring too like that, don't you? And I said, once in a while, I'll get one phone ring. And it's not my phone ringing, Helen. And it's just in that level before you wake up, you know, like the etheric, you can hear, but you're not awake. I mean, one time I even went for the phone. It wasn't the phone. Then I realized, oh, okay, I got it. You're sending me a bell. Oh, goody. What does it mean? I never figured out what the bells, what the phone ring meant. But maybe it were, now that I do know, I just got it. I think it was to let me know we're here. We're here with you. We're letting you know. We're ringing the phone to let you know we're here. And I haven't heard it. I haven't heard anything in a really, really long time. But that's okay, because you know I guess I'm not supposed to. But yeah, she was grooming me. I think she knew that she was pretty sick. And she was very sisterly to me, and people will know who she is. Her name was Maya Moon, and I just got so close to her, I was devastated. But you know what, Helen? I talk to her every single day. Maya, her name was Christy. I'll say, you know, Maya, I know you're helping me wherever you are. I know. And her husband told me afterwards, because we talked, he said, I'm going to tell you what she said about you. And I said, oh, okay. He said, well, she told me she loved you more than anybody else on earth. I said, what? He said, I'm telling you, she loved you more than she loved me and her own children. She told me. So I always felt that with her, though. I always knew, you know, you meet somebody in your life like that, probably only once. And there's just that bond. And so I talk to her every day, you know. I chat with her. I don't hear her, Helen. But it's a nice feeling. Because if anybody could help me from up there, it's her. I know she would. If she could, she would. She would. Because that's how she was on Earth.
And remember that just because you don't hear her doesn't mean that you might not be able to feel her, or that, you know, for some people they may smell, you know, if she wore a particular fragrance or an oil or something like that, or, you know, songs that come on the radio. It doesn't always have to be the sound. And you may even find that having, you know, those bigger pivotal moments where maybe that is where you'll hear something, or in particular the harp or the phone sound, and that actually in your day-to-day life the information is filtering to you in another way. Because as you're relaying this story of your friend, I also have spirit talking to me saying, yeah, but Natalie, you've got to, like, and perhaps she even said this to you in life, like, well, let me actually get a word in here. Let me actually be able to talk to you. I need to get your attention. There's something here in the way that she's yeah. trying to get you.
Yes, yes.
Rest assured,
we were very close.
Reaching out.
She was the closest thing that, I mean, because, well, she was just a wealth of information like yourself. And I do want to tell people, they need to get your book. You already know. You know what that title means. You already know out there. You just need to be guided a bit. And I want to plug your site before we continue here, because you have this site that's just magnificent. Helen has this site. It's called Helen Jacobs, HelenJacobs.co. That's C like in cat. O like in office. Go to it and you will see her podcast and all the things that she offers. I went to it, and if you scroll down to the very bottom, which is what I'm doing right now, you'll get your free intuition 101 kit. Sign up for it. I've already got mine in an email. It came right away. Get it. I guarantee you. And she says in 10 minutes a day, it could be faster. It's like when something is offered to you like that, there's a reason for it. There is definitely a reason. Mm-hmm. Like, Helen, you decided to say yes to my show. I mean, you
yes.
didn't have to, but you did. Okay. So, that's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not somebody real famous, but I'm certainly loving and very spiritual, and you're going to get the best out of me to promote you. But the thing of it is that, and then you'll scroll down and you can buy her book. And then she's got this Guided Collective with Helen Jacobs. It's a weekly podcast, her episodes out each Monday. You can listen to those. You can hear her voice like you're hearing it right now. Shame on you if you don't do this. Because I am so impressed. I was so impressed. It's because I got your book. Yeah, that was the first step for me, was the book. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I like to hold something. And, yeah, I do. And I told your publicist, Lydia, I said, can I get the book? Absolutely. So I got it within like 3 or 4 days, whatever. And I said, because I'd like to hold it, and I have it with me in my living room when I do my quiet time. And sometimes I don't read page by page by page. I'll open it up and read what I open.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Perfect.
Because I read very fast, and I don't want to read this too fast. I want to take time to absorb and learn and digest it. So, you really need to get this. You can get it in my bookstore. I went ahead and put it in because you have Amazon. It's through Amazon that they can get your book. You can go to either one of my sites. You can go to Mystic Living Today, and there's a link at the left on the bottom of the box. Click on it. You'll get to my bookstore, and you can get her book. There is no excuse. I did that without asking you, Helen, because I knew you would say okay.
Yeah, I'm thrilled.
You're not going to say no. Tell us a little bit more about the book. Okay, you start the book off and you learn about the spiritual support team. Now, this team, does everybody have this team? Is it called a team for everybody?
I believe so. Whether or
okay.
not every single person is aware of them or even has the inclination to want to be aware of them is another thing. But yes, I believe every single person who arrives on this planet still has their team in spirit that is here with them. And I think part of our awakening at an individual level is to remember that we have access to all of these beings. We have access through them to really pertinent information about our time here, about our path here, and why we've come here. I've in my own mind, I think of it sometimes like in a business, for example, there may be a board of advisors. there may be, a team of people who are helping steer that particular business. And I think, we could liken that to what happens in our lives. I think this is why I think everyone has, well, I know everyone has a spiritual support team, because, we're not here by chance. These beings in spirit actually have a vested interest in assisting us and guiding us and helping us through the twists and turns and lessons that we're experiencing here on the earth plane, because it's also part of their karma. It's part of their evolution as well. So, everyone's got this team.
It's, and it's just really all unique that, and I think once you, if you do what I do, now you got to remember, I got to be more like this. I'll tell you, Helen, what happened to me. But I think it's always been with me. I just never, I was busy raising my son, and I had a couple of jobs, and life steps in the way. And I really think that your guides or the spirit guides that are with you, they watch and they say, well, she's pretty busy. So let's not throw open a door for her and she doesn't see anything, or let's not scare her, because she's really doing some good things. I've always felt that I've always done good things. I have not changed since I was a little girl. I'm very giving. I'm very loving. I'm very kind. I am protective of my son and my granddaughter, my daughter-in-law, my goddaughter. But I've never been pushed. I think anything that's around me knows, don't push her. She'll go toe-to-toe with you. I don't care how big you are. So, but I think I was busy then, so there wasn't a need for it. But in 1982, and this is going to resonate with some people, in 1982, I contracted some kind of a virus. That was when the Ebola was out. I didn't have Ebola. They never knew what I had. I just contracted this virus where I couldn't stand. I mean, I was like, I had no energy. I couldn't do a thing. I mean, I was like a zombie. So, my doctor ran all these tests, blah, blah, blah. And he said, well, I could put you in the hospital. And I said, no, I won't sit there. So he let me stay home, but I had to go in to see him every day. But one night, and I wrote it down, it was in August, I woke up, Helen, and my room was a golden yellow. It was glowing. Well, I sat up and I closed my eyes and I covered my eyes and I thought, well, this is, it's not a dream, because I'm looking around trying to see where this light is coming from. On my back wall behind me was about a 6 to 7 foot crystal. That's where the glow was coming from. Now, at that time I was working for a psychic group. I didn't think I had any gifts at all. I just collected all the money, which I've always done all my life. I didn't pay any attention, but I was really good. It was safe with me. And I asked one gal, and she says, well, obviously it was to heal you. I said, yes, it was, but there's another reason. You see, I was already not talking back, but I was already saying things. I said, no, you don't get it. I had to see it. I didn't have to be wakened up. I didn't have to wake up for this. It could have happened while I was asleep, right? She argued with me. She said, no, I don't think so. And I said, well, you have your version. I have mine. Because I had to see this with my own eyes to know that it was real. And as soon as I recognized it, Helen, or in my head, oh, okay, I see where it's coming from. Okay, this is good. I was put back to sleep. You would have thought I would have stayed up all night to watch this light. But I didn't. So when I got up the next morning, I drew it and wrote the date down. And I still have it. That was in 1982.
Mm.
Okay.
Wow.
Now my friend Maya, when I first interviewed her, she said to me, don't tell me, but you had something appear before you. And I said, oh, yeah, I did. I mean, I don't think of it every day, but when I talk to people like yourself, I like to let the listeners know that, I mean, you are super gifted with all that you do. Well, it can happen to anybody. It happened to me. And she said to me, don't you know what it was? And I said, well, I don't know, it was a crystal and the light was coming from it. She says, it could only be a few things, Natalie. It was either God or it was either an archangel, a very high up one like Michael or Gabriel, somebody high, right next to God. She said, or it was Jesus. And I said, well, how do I know which? She said, it doesn't matter. I'm just telling you, it was of the highest realm. And there was a reason that you saw it. You were right. And she said, how did you feel after that? I said, well, I, you know, gradually started to get better, of course. I was going every day in and every day for injections. So it was just keeping my system, my immune system up so that I wouldn't get anything else. It was just like contracting any kind of a bug that you're susceptible to everything. It compromised my whole body. So I started to get better. She said, did anything else happen? I said, nope. I kept working for the group and getting all their flack because they didn't believe me. You know, they didn't believe me. Yeah, I don't know if they thought, she saw that, right? And these were supposed to be gifted people. I respected them, but I really didn't that much after because they were jealous. They didn't like what appeared before me because they didn't have it happen to them. But I didn't know that for many years. But anyways, so that's what happened to me. And it has stayed with me forever, of course. And Jesus has come to me in my dreams. I don't know what it was. I mean, nobody's ever been able to say, oh, definitely, Natalie, this is what it was. But Maya gave me a good idea. She said, it's got to be something of the highest realm. Just absolutely for you. Absolutely. And she used to always kind of, not prop me up, but she would say to me, you know, you're really the gifted one, not me. And I said, no. But she says, no, you are. She said, I'm a medium, yes. I'm helping you see what you already know. But I didn't see it like that. Isn't it funny? You have somebody come in your life and she always told me that the one sight that I have, stars, she says, that sight is you. Don't you know that? That sight is you. All of that beautiful wisdom and guidance and love and kindness and spirituality, that is you. Because my sight is different from everybody else's. If you go out there looking around, you'll see there's nothing like it. And I'm proud of it, you know. But that was my big experience in my life that, I don't know. I just want to believe that it was something very wonderful that happened for me and helped to heal me.
Well, by all accounts, it sounds like it did. And to the point that you made earlier of not being alone, in that moment when you woke up and you saw this beautiful crystal and this golden light in the room, I bet you felt like you were supported and loved, right? You didn't feel like you were alone in that moment.
Oh, no, I didn't feel alone, but I was kind of amazed. Like, I mean, I just sat there, and I looked at it. I blinked my eyes, and I looked all over because I'm thinking there's got to be a light somewhere doing this, right? But there wasn't a light. Nothing. It was dark except for this glow. It was the most wonderful thing that has ever happened to me. It was wonderful.
I want to share something that's just jumped in. What if you were the source of that light?
I don't know. I suppose, right?
Right. Something to think about later.
I never thought of it that way. I don't know.
Because you clearly have a connection with, you know, your God, your guides, this world beyond our physicality. You have actually set your life up to support people to connect with this world, but you maybe have forgotten how powerful you are. And you are God. We're all God. We are God in motion.
Yes,
so you,
but I never thought of it that way. I never thought that was actually coming from me. Because I was so deathly ill, and I thought, well, this was a major healing for me. Of course, yellow, golden, what else could that be, right? But I never thought of it that way. Maybe I produced it.
Maybe you are that powerful.
I don't know. you know, Maya, she really guided me a lot more than everybody knew. I mean, she really did. I mean, she was a world of wisdom. She could talk on anything. And it upset me so much that I didn't do a radio show for 3 months. I couldn't do it. And then somebody decided they wanted to interview me on my show. And they said, come on, just get back on it. And, you know, when I started doing it, it was tough. But it'll be 2 years. And, you know, I just know she's happy that I'm doing this. I just know. She always says to me, you can talk the whole hour. You don't need anybody. She says, you can talk the whole hour. Just pick a subject and talk on it. I said, oh, no, I don't like doing that. I love talking to people like yourself, Helen. So let's get back to you, and I don't want to keep harping on me. But, okay, so now, you do appearances. You do, you know, you're a guest speaker at places. I mean, tell us what your life is like right now. I mean, right now. What are you doing right now? Are you writing another book? I hope. I throw that in, I hope.
Well, look, I would love to. Spirit has told me that they have plenty of books that want to come through me. Coincidentally, I am meeting with my Australian publisher this afternoon. So that is quite literally, I get off this call, I'm going, she happens to be in town today. So,
good, that's what I want to hear. Yay!
Let's see where this goes.
Good.
But actually,
I'll talk to your guys. You've got to make her write another book. That's the deal, right?
Hey, I'm happy to write it. I just need my publisher to want to publish it for me.
Now, how long did it take you to write this book? You already know. How long?
Once I signed the contract with the publisher, I had 6 months to turn it in. In that 6 months, I actually wrote it 3 times over. And I'd already had 10 years of this book mulling around, you know, in my mind, messages from spirit, because I kept my journal. You know, I'd kind of written it in some variation over and over and over again for years. But 6 months, I wrote this book.
Wow. I opened the book, and I turned to this page, and it says, Jesus didn't have an Instagram account. I love it. Oh, my gosh. And you see, that's what I'm telling people. You know, they'll say, but I don't like to read books. But Helen's book, you can sit and open the page, and you're going to get something on that page that's going to be very meaningful because you've been guided to open it at that place. If people start, there are no coincidences. There aren't. I've never believed that, even as a little girl. There, you're supposed to be there, to go there, to go there, to go there. You always have the option of saying, nah, I don't want to do that. But the chance for you to do it, will appear for you. I mean, you do have free will. I mean, you know, you can say, well, I don't want to do that. You know, however, I'm going to put a however in there. This is what I believe. I believe that if the divine, that's what I call God also, says it so, you will do it. There will be no, I won't. He will take you to that place, or if you call it your God is a she, to that place so that you will see that it must be done, that it will be done. And, you know, this evangelist pastor that I had, the one I told you said I probably, he says, Natalie, you pray when you sleep. He told me something. He said, you know, we are all on our path. And he said, there isn't anybody that doesn't have a chance to reap all the beautiful things in the world. Because they'll come to you. That's what things would have. Because it's not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence that Helen decided to talk to Natalie. And I was thinking about that this morning about you. Because I just feel that you're very gifted, you're very high up. And when somebody chooses, and this people can listen, they can understand this, when somebody says or their publisher says, oh, yeah, they want to come on your show, I mean, I'm not famous. You know what I'm saying? But there's a connection there, and it's going to be meaningful for both of us. Because I'm going to take everything that we're doing tonight and I'm going to put it out, and Candy is listening. She'll do the same. She's just an ace at this. I mean, I have good people that surround me, and I call them my champions. That's what they are. They're just wonderful, and they love me, and I'm very blessed, right? So when your publicist, Lydia, was talking about you, she sent me an email. Oh, I wrote her back. I have to have her on my show. Can you get her? And she said, well, I don't see why not. So a little bit of time went on, you know, and I'm waiting. Because you were one of the ones I really wanted on the show because of what you do and what you do. And you're of that realm, Helen. You understand.
Oh.
You really, really do. You understand what's going on.
Thank you.
Well, you know how to guide people. You're not going to tell them something that's not real, but yet you're going to give them the affirmation that what you are feeling is real. Don't ever anybody ever tell you, oh, well, that's not true. How do you know it's not true? Unless I see it in writing, and that's not even true. Unless I am face-to-face with something to show me, I don't even know that I believe pictures anymore because they can be Photoshopped. You know what I'm saying? How do you know? You don't know. So people like yourself, and I do it in my own way, you know, by bringing on people like you, can show you that what you feel is very real. But I also think you cannot keep saying, oh, no, that's dumb, that's stupid. No, no, don't ever give up. I have a cat that I talk to all day long, and I'll say to him, his name is Mushy. I'll say, Mushy, we're not giving up. We are not giving up. And then I talk to God. You hear me? I'm not giving up. I have a purpose. We all have a beautiful purpose. Look at what you're doing, Helen, for people all over the world with this beautiful book. I love your book. And I'll periodically just open it up and find something else, and it's going to talk to me. Like Jesus didn't have Instagram. That is the sweetest thing. That is the sweetest thing. You tell in your book how to work with messengers to get with your support team, your spiritual support team, and you call it the SST. And you say in your book is who are the messengers. You guide everybody. It's a beautifully written book, and you must do another.
I really do hope to.
I have spoken, Helen. No, you really do. You really do. You're just, I mean, I've had a lot of nice people on and a lot of, you know, somebody that talks to angels and all of that. But you do it all, you see. You have the ability to do it all. And it's just, I'm just so honored to have you on the show. And they've been listening to me week after week after week. I think this May or something I'm going to be doing my 100th interview. But
oh, wow.
It sounds like a lot, but it's not, you know. And sometimes what happens is I become friends with the people that I interview because of that connection that we have. And there's another lady that was on last week. And she wants to talk to me on Monday. You know, so there's a lot of beautiful things and connections, and I'm so honored that God chose me to do this, really, or he guided me to do this through Maya. This was Maya's idea. And I'm blaming her for me to do this because, look, I would never have met somebody like you.
Oh, well, maybe we need to thank her, not blame her.
Yes.
I feel really fortunate.
I always thank her every day. Even if I'm in tears, I'll say, I know you're helping. I've got her picture sitting on my shelf here in front of my above my monitors. And I look at it, and, you know, I have, she gave me I love animals, and she gave me not a real elephant, but an elephant that had a blanket wrap in it. And it's on my bed, believe it or not. And periodically at night, I touch it. I don't know why, but I do. And it's like it's my closeness to her. And I never had a sister, never had a brother, but I feel one reader told me, she says, I think she touches you at night. She touches your hand. You don't know it, but she said, I think she does. I don't know. That's the only person I've ever had in my life who I've been that close to. ever. I mean, I'm not talking about my son, but you know what I'm saying? And so
I do know what you're. Yeah.
And maybe she brought. Maybe she was the guiding force to bring you on my show too.
Maybe. Well, I'm very grateful. Whoever it is that's brought us together. It's and you know, to think that, you know, as you can tell from my accent, I am Australian. I'm just sitting, you know, at home today on the other side of the world, and there is some bigger force, there is some bigger thing at play. And I found this in how the publisher found me, how my book has found, you know, all of the people who it's connected with, how they're finding the book. When I wrote it, I knew that, you know, I was the vehicle to get these words down onto paper. But I do believe, you know, I think your audience, they've stuck with us this far. I think what I'm about to say is, you know, that they'll understand what I mean. But there is a certain magic that's woven through it, that the energy of the books, the words, the message is a magnet for those who need it. And like what you said before, I don't believe that there are coincidences. I don't think that anything in life is a coincidence. And so for anyone who may be tuning into this conversation today, or happens to stumble upon the book in a bookshop nearby, or what, you know, or a friend has passed it on, there's no coincidence when that book arrives in one's hand. And I'm not sure if you have seen this part in the book already, Natalie. There's a story that I share about many years ago, not long after my aunt's visitation, my sister was trying to find me a book, and she was standing in a bookstore, and in her mind, she didn't say this out loud, she was there by herself, in her mind she's like, well, I don't know what to get, Helen, I've got no idea. And this man walked around into, she was standing in the self-help, self-development aisle. He walked around and he picked up this book off the shelf and gave it to my sister and said, try this. So he, this, you know, right. And he's passed her a book. Now she wraps it up and gave it to me for Christmas that year. And the book, oh, now I can't think of the title. I think it's actually called You Are Psychic or You Are Clairvoyant, one of the two. Deborah Lynn Katz, I believe, was the author. And that book came to me. Now, while she was shopping for it, she didn't realize that I had, you know, also quit my PR job and I was now going to, you know, look to be giving psychic readings as a living. So it's not just my book, any information, any knowledge that comes to us when we start to see the world through a different lens, we realize that all of life is working for us. And whether it is a book or tuning into, you know, this particular podcast or another conversation or something else that's happening, when we start to open up our awareness and think, well, if none of this is by chance, what is it telling me? How do I interact with this? And I think it, then an even more powerful question is, what role can I play in this dance with life? How can I actually harness this? How can I make improvements in my life, which is going to have an improvement for the loved ones around me? That there's this knock-on effect. And, you know, I may be ambitious in my thinking, but I know that I have a mission here on the planet to awaken as many people as possible to their purpose, and that they are already fully supported to live out that purpose. All of life is working to that end. And it might just be that today's message is in a book or in a podcast or in a conversation with a loved one, you know, later tonight. None of it's by chance.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And everything has a purpose. Everything has a reason. And you know, there'll be days when you're not feeling it. No, I'm not feeling it. This is not a good day. I mean, that was my day yesterday. It was so stressful for me and my webmaster. And you know, when things go down that are this big, you have to hope it all comes back like it's supposed to.
Yeah.
But it did.
Thank goodness it did.
And you know, it's So when you have a stressful day, then everything compounds on itself. You're already starting off bad, or you think you are. You're under the stress, and then something else is added. And some days, you know, I'll just sit on my couch and I'll just say, I give up. I give up. You know, and then I'll
just
sit there and it's like I'm talking to myself, oh, don't be stupid. You don't give up. Come on. There's like another part of me that argues with me, but I don't think it's another part of me. Now, get yourself off and get back in there and do what you're supposed to do, your blog and all of this other stuff. And and sometimes I'll just sit there and be really quiet, and I get up and that feeling is totally gone. It's just been taken away. And
you're then hearing it, right? So, and I say this in the book, sometimes our messages come sounding like our own thoughts. And you actually just said that yourself. It's like I'm having this argument with myself, but maybe it's not with yourself.
Right. Right.
Maybe it's really not.
Yes. We found another dimension here. Mm-hmm. We've got something else going, you see? Put that in your book.
Yes.
I met this woman named Natalie, and we sat and talked for hours about what we do and what we don't do and what we can do. But, you know, when I think back, I was really shy as a little girl, very shy. I can still be shy. I can still be shy.
Mm-hmm.
Not on the radio, though. Not. It may be in person, in a group. Probably. Until I found felt my way in, like, you know, okay, this is not so such a big deal, you know. But I could never have done that when I was in my teens or in my 20s. I was just very inward. Isn't that strange? But I loved being alone, and I never felt terrible that I was alone. I mean, I didn't like it because the other kids didn't come and get me. But it was, and Maya asked me that one day. She said, well, what did you do when your little girlfriends walked past your house? She said, didn't you cry? Because, you know, I was like 7 years old, you know, at that age. I said, no. She said, what'd you do? I said, well, I went to my room and I got a book and I read, or I turned my music on and my radio was behind me, or I turned TV on, and I was good to go. She said, you're joking.
I'm giggling because that's what I would have done too.
She said, you're joking. I said, no, I didn't miss a beat. I didn't stomp my feet. I wasn't hurt at all. And she said, she always told me this too, because of the life that I had. She says, it surprises me, but it doesn't surprise me that you turned out like you are. Because she said, most people, when they're little and they don't have things and they're denied stuff and they really don't get that motherly, fatherly kind of thing in a family unit, and I was an only child, and they know it, they usually end up growing up and being monsters because it's always about me, 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 me. But she said, you are not like that. Why do you think? I said, I don't know. I've never been like that. I always give it away. I'll give the store away. You know what I'm saying? But I think that was part of my path, Helen. I think that was part of what I was supposed to be doing. And it took me where I am. And I have all these beautiful people that work for me, and I want them to be working. I want them to be at home and be happy with their kids and their husbands and their significant others or whatever, so that they can make a nice living and be happy because I treat them like a family. They're like my family, all of them. There's 43 of them. And I could have a lot more. I could have a lot more, but the traffic just will not allow it. I'm not busy enough for them, and I don't do that. I just care about them. You know, and this gal that does my content, she says, why do you always get so upset when the business is not right like you want it to be? I said, because I'm thinking of all of them. She said, but Natalie, you can't hold the world on your shoulders. I said, why not? See, I always want to take care of everything. And that's part of what I am. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. You know? Because
you've clearly got a big heart.
I do. Yeah. It's huge. I mean, you know, I'm a softie.
I can feel
it. But I can be tough. I can be shrewd in business. Oh, yes, I can be very shrewd. So there is another side to me. But, You know, Helen, I would love to have you back. Sometime.
Oh, I'd love to, anytime. Yeah, I could sit and chat to you all day.
Oh, I know. We could just banter back and forth about all the beautiful things that have happened, the bad things that have happened. And trust me, audience, not everything is wonderful in everybody's life. It's not just you sitting there listening to Natalie and Helen thinking, oh, look how wonderful this is. No, it's not always like that. We've had trials and tribulations in our life. I know it. Helen knows it. And the walls know it.
Yes.
So, and the spirits know it. But I think if we can lean upon, from this conversation, if we can lean upon, and you know how I end my show every week, Helen, is believe in things you cannot see because they really are there. That's how I end my show. I've been doing it like that for a long time. You like that? It's very meaningful to me because they really are there. They are. Even if you don't think you see them, they're there. And you are you're a testament to that, because you wrote this beautiful book, and I want everybody to go either to my bookstore and get her book or go to her site for sure and download what she's got here, the Free Intuition 101 Kit. You can get the book from her there, or you can go to Amazon, like I said, or you can go to one of my stores. Oh, it's the same store, but it's on all three of my sites. And listen to her guided thing that she does every Tuesday, right? Join us. Last Tuesday of each month.
Course.
You have your monthly online circle, and then you join that.
Mm-hmm.
But then she's got this other thing down here. I'm going down here. It's this weekly podcast. And is it in the podcast that you draw a card for the month and then another day a card
That's
for the week?
Right.
Or how do you do that?
Yeah, so in the podcast, in the Guided Collective podcast, at the start of every month, there is a card and a theme for the month ahead. We actually have a card and a theme for the whole of 2020. And then each week there's an energy update. And so the monthly online circles that happen on the last Tuesday of every month, we actually come together online. So we had people all over the world last month. And we go deeper. So it's not just about listening to the theme, but I actually call in spirit and different energy. So we're doing energy clearing and maybe a guided process. And, you know, people are able to connect with their spirit guides, their intuition, and start to receive their own messages as well. So they're really super cool, very powerful events. I love doing them. They're great.
It's a lot of interaction, and that's what's great. Is the interaction. You're not just sitting there by yourself. You know, people like that. They like that connection.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all in good to hear things, but to get into your what you've got going on your site, and it's helenjacobs.co. Just go there and peruse the site and look at what she's got. And it doesn't, when you look at it, some sites reek of, oh, my God, it's going to cost me $1,000. This site doesn't do that at all. This site makes you feel really good. That's what I wanted mine. I wanted my site to be like you, a place where everybody could come for whatever they need. I'm getting there, but it's taking a really long time. It takes a long time to develop and all that kind of stuff. And yes, it's wonderful. So I'm going
to
keep reading your book and opening it and just grabbing whatever's there. Oh, I've got something good to learn on this page. Just remember, people, Jesus didn't have an Instagram. Oh, I love that. I'll never forget that. I'm going to tell my son that tomorrow. That is the sweetest thing. That is the sweetest thing. I'm going to ask Lydia for something to put in my magazine next month because I want to put a link to the broadcast in your article or excerpt or whatever she sends me. I have a great rapport with all of them. I'm very blessed in that. You can see what I've done. I brought together a great, big, huge circle of people that otherwise would not know each other. And all the publicists, and Lydia is one of them that I have connected with. I mean, you know, they write me these emails that are so beautiful and wonderful, and you feel like you know them, you know? And how blessed is that? I'm very blessed with that. And blessed that you decided to come on my show. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're wonderful. This has been wonderful. This has been so enlightening. And I got to tell you about my crystal that I saw and your version, and you might be right. Maybe that was me.
Oh, have a think. You will already know if that suggestion rings true for you or not. But I've loved chatting with you, Natalie, and I'm really appreciative of your support of me and the book and sharing all of my work with your listeners. So thank you so much.
Oh, it's been wonderful. And we will have you back fall. I don't know. We'll see how your schedule is, because I know you're always very busy. But I love having people back that I can sit and talk to, and it's because I don't read anything. I mean, we just talk. So it's very informal, but it's about you. But then I can share with the audience things that have happened to me and get your interpretation, and it makes everybody feel connected with everybody. It's kind of like, well, yeah, she's an author. You know, no, she's a person. You know what I'm saying? It's
yes,
beautiful. Look how we're talking. It's like I've known her for years.
Or maybe we did in another life.
Oh, I bet you we did. And you can bet Maya had a part in this. But anyways, you have a great day. Go meet with your publisher. Get another book started.
Yes, I will.
I have put in my order for it to be done. Now, remember, I'm all powerful over here. I've already pushed it out. It's already up in the realm. She's got to do another book.
Love
That's it.
It.
Thank
I
you so much.
It.
And I'm going
to
get into
so
your
much.
Podcast and get involved in your site and all that kind of good stuff. And I have your email address, so I'll be touching base with you here and there. And you're a wonderful lady. Thank you. Keep doing all the beautiful work that you're doing. And to my people that are listening right now, I will see you next week, same time, same station, 8 o'clock. And remember, believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. Good night. Good night, Helen. I love you already.
Good night. You too. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
If everyone could be who they were really meant to be, without limitation.